Blog Talk Radio.
Today we're going to be talking about how great is His faithfulness, how great God's faithfulness is, and how great God is faithful in your lives, and how He's brought you through hard times and really, really showed you His love. I'm going to go into the book of Lamentations and read a little bit from the book of Lamentations, and the book of Lamentations, he talks about the ups and downs of God, which a lot of the ups and downs was coming, you know, back in the Old Testament before, you know, God has actually died on the cross. His Son died on the cross for us, and there was ups and downs because, you know, God created us. He loves us, but we kindly tore our ways away from God. We kindly decided to do our own thing. And we just cut him dry, and he let us, you know, let us do it. If we wanted to cut him dry off of everything, he just let us do it. And then when we did that, it kindly tore us up inside because we were so used to the Father guiding us in every way, till, you know, the enemy got so manipulated that we thought that, you know, we had the plan and we could do this and we could do that, and really we couldn't. So when we broke away from the Father, we kindly started digging our own holes and started getting deeper, deeper, deeper down the rabbit hole. Before we knew it, we were stuck in hate, you know, murder and killing and all this other stuff because the enemy got involved. And then when he got involved, all heck broke loose. And then, you know, ever since then, we was trying to make our way back to the Father. And the Father gave us a chance by sacrifices and trying to build another communication up with him. But the communication we had with him in our hearts was kindly silenced. It was silenced, and only Christ could come to this earth and do the bondage and take all of our separations off of us and take it with him on the cross to cancel that separation out once and for all through him, where we can have that bond back with God. But a lot of people don't understand this. But I'm going to go to the book of Lamentations and let him tell us about the gratefulness of God. It says after this guy, he had all these problems in his life. He ran from God and all this and that, and God brought his wrath upon him. Then after he was done teaching him a lesson, he came back and showed his mercy to him. He said, yet there is one ray of hope. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercy that has kept us from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His loving kindness brings afresh each day. It brings him another day to praise God. My soul claims the Lord as my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him, to those who seek for him. It is good both to hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a young man to be under discipline, for it causes him to sit apart in silence beneath the Lord's demands, to lie face downward in the dust. Then at least there is hope for him. I'm going a little bit further down here. I'm reading the whole thing. He was talking about, you know, how faithful God is. I mean, when God becomes our Father, what does a father do? He actually disciplines you. When you're doing bad things, he don't want you to keep on doing. Now, what good would be a father if he never disciplined you? He just lets you keep on doing the bad and terrible stuff, and just lets you keep on and on and on, and never says no. That's not really a good and loving father. A good loving father will stop you when you're doing bad stuff. It's kind of like, you know, somebody was raised up in an abusive home or in a neglected home. When the parents are doing drugs and they don't care what the kids do, they tell them to do whatever they want to and just get out. That's a neglective parent. A neglective parent would have nothing to do with their kids, didn't care what they did and this and that. God is not a neglective parent. You ask him to come in your life, he's gonna deal with you. He's gonna make you a good person. He's gonna deal with you in a ways that he knows to deal with you. He knows you personally because he created you. So he knows what makes you shake and what makes you get on your knees and worship him. He knows all that stuff. So when you ask him, a lot of people don't understand, when you accept the Lord, he takes everything. He comes in and takes control. And a lot of people think they can accept the Lord and go back to sin. It doesn't work that way. when you give yourself over to the Lord, he's going to make sure you stay out of sin. He'll take you through loopholes, or not loopholes, but holes in your life. He's going to make a hole right there where you'll fall deep into that big old hole where you'll have to crawl your way out. He'll keep on throwing detours at you, detours, detours, detours. He'll say, well, my sinful life ain't that easy anymore. That's because the Lord is under control. When the Lord is under control, he throws detours. He puts a big old manhole right in front of you where you fall right into it. You'll see what's going on. A lot of times he'll do a rug pulling party, what they call it. He pulls the rug out from underneath you and you fall down. Then you got to pick yourself back up. But when you're really hard-headed, that happens sometimes, knock on wood. We've all been through that. All of us that's been following God has did that. That we have fallen, I have fallen, I have had to pick myself up. I've been hard-headed, I've had to relearn things and do things. We all have to do that. That's just being a child of God. You've got to learn. If you don't never learn, you will never grow. You'll stay a baby in Christ. You will not have no, you won't be able to work in the power of God because you've not grown. To work in the power of God, you have to grow. If you do have the power of God and you've not grown, you will fizzle out. You won't last. And when you don't last, you're not doing that much. You ain't doing no good for the Lord. You're actually lit match. You know, a lit match only stays lit for so long, then you got to shake it out because it'll burn your fingers. That's what's going to happen with you if you don't grow in the Lord. You'll be a lit match. You'll burn down to the Father's fingers, and he has to shake you out a little bit. You're still there. He's still on to you, but you ain't really doing no good. So you have to be taught. You have to be processed. You have to go through lessons. You have to grow. You have to. I have my lessons to learn. You have your lessons to learn. Every spiritual teacher has their lessons to learn. God knows these lessons. He deals them to you. Now, I'm not saying they're real hard lessons. He knows how much you can take and how far he can go with you. But the thing of it is, you're still his. See, before you accepted the Lord, you weren't his. You was out running crazy, and the enemy could grab you at any time because you didn't really have no controller. You cut your cord away from the God. God still is inside of you to a point, but he's dormant. He's not really active. You refuse to activate it. See, God's really in everything, but human beings are the only ones that refuse to activate the God within them. That's why Jesus died, to take all these sins away from us and send the Holy Spirit to activate this. The Holy Spirit's got to activate you. Kind of like if you're bought, first thing popping in my mind is these little lights that you put around your yard to suck in sunlight, little solar panel things, and when it sucks in the sunlight, it shows a light during when it turns dark. The light comes on during the dark. But the solar panel has to pull in the sun during the day. But before you get the thing to work, you have a little sticker you've got to pull. You got to activate that whole process between the solar panel and the light. Okay? The Holy Spirit pulls that little plastic sticker off to activate you. Like that light, you've got to be activated. You've got to be fully activated, and the Holy Spirit's got to do that. And Jesus has to send that to you. Jesus sends that to you to activate you. Without the Holy Spirit, nothing's activated. People don't understand that, but you have to be activated. I don't care what religion you go to out here. They talk about, oh, you already have this and that. I thought that at once, too. I got in the Bible. I started going through a bunch of spiritual teachings that talk about activation. I didn't believe that until it happened to me. I had to be activated. When the Holy Spirit came in and activated me, when you're saved, you're activated. But you've got to give yourself to the Lord with your heart. It can't be a mental thing or this and that. And sometimes the Lord will take a chance and just, you know, come to you, say it, whether you mean it or not. Sometimes he will, sometimes he won't. But when you say it with your heart, he definitely will, and he will come slamming into you and activate you and live within your life. That's why I say when you accept the Lord, say it with your heart. Don't say it, well, my mama told me to say it, or My daddy will stay off my case if I do it. Don't do that. It won't work that good. You will not have activation, a good activation. A full activation, Lord, is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people that works in the power understand this a lot better than normal people and people that's reading the Bible sometimes because they've never experienced this. The activation fully in the power of God has to be you have to accept the Lord and you need a baptism in the Holy Spirit. A lot of people say when you accept the Lord, you get a baptism. I never did experience that. I experienced the acceptance of Jesus, and then I got a baptism by asking. I've had some type of activation over me before. Then I asked for a prophet or for an apostle to, well, for an apostle to pray over me for me to receive it. Then I received it. I've had it many different ways. Well, I've actually got baptized, I guess, a couple of times. But biblically, you get baptized by water, and you get baptized by Spirit. And in some cases, you get baptized by Spirit. You ask God into you. He comes within you, the Holy Spirit. And then it says to get baptized on water, which cleanses you. And there is a cleansing to that. It cleanses all the things that your soul has ever picked up. I ain't going to go into past lives and all that stuff because there's a little bit to it, a little bit not to it. So, I mean, I ain't going to go into that, but there's a lot of things that you have picked up. It's been through your generation of all your family, all the DNA that came from your father, came from your great-great-grandma. All them sins that came down generations is attacked in your DNA. A lot of people say this ain't true, but I've found out that it is true. Okay. All the DNA that came from all your families, your mom's side, your dad's side, is in you. All their problems is in you. They're all together. You can activate those problems. When you end up dealing with a situation like they did, it activates those. Okay? That's the tie that Satan has in you, is all of their problems that they handed down from generation to generation. Now, if they took it to the cross, it deleted them. If they didn't take it to the cross through Christ, they still got it. A lot of these religions never really, really talk about the activation of the Holy Spirit and really giving themselves to God. A lot of it is just because parents said so and you said you was going to do it, so there you go, okay? If a person has really meant it with their heart, they get the activation. They get all that. Probably, I'm not saying the full baptism because the Lord has to give it to you or somebody that's anointed to give it to you, but God has to okay it through that person because I did a prayer before for somebody and they never really received much. That's because the Lord didn't okay it. I tried it. It didn't work, so it wasn't no okay with it because I felt inside, no, can't do this. And that was the indication that it wasn't their time. They wasn't ready or something just wasn't right that the Lord wasn't going to, you know, give his okay to the situation. But God wants us all to, but we've got to be ready. We've got to be open. Our hearts have got to be open to receive it. And I don't think it's just because the Lord didn't want the person to get a baptism. It's because their heart wouldn't accept one at that time. We have control of what we want, what we can accept, and what we won't accept. If we didn't have control, the Lord could come and pop in anybody that he wanted to. Even when he does show himself to people, reveal himself, it's still up to that person to accept him. He can dance, you know, tap dance for you all day, but I don't mean you believe him, if you understand what I'm saying. You've got to believe him for him to actually do any good in your life. So he won't force his will on you. Now, the enemy would. If you've not accepted the Lord, and the enemy can force his will on you and try to manipulate you. The enemy don't care. The Lord does. He goes by the law. The enemy has lied and went against the law for generations. And us Christians is here to enforce that law. To enforce that law. That's why the church has to grow, to enforce the law of God. And what the enemy has done, I'm going into many different situations here and many different things here today. But the Lord is good. The Lord is gracious. He is merciful to you. He teaches you. He does all this stuff for you, and he shows you mercy in hard times. I'm jumping back to the subject now. I got on one of these tangents, and I do this because there must be somebody out there that needs to know this stuff. And I'm giving you information from my point of view. It might not be to your point of view. I mean, you might like it. You might understand it. You might not. I mean, it's up to you, and it's whatever your soul is willing to accept. I just tell you from the stuff that I've experienced. Not something that I was taught or showed or this and that. It's something that I experienced. Something that I experienced. And sometimes experience is how you learn. That's how I have to learn. I have to learn from experience. A lot of people can read 20 books and they're fine, but not me. I have to experience it. I'm hard-headed, so I've got to experience it. There's some other people like it. So that's about the Holy Spirit and the baptism thing that I went through and that I experienced, and you can too. I mean, anybody would want a baptism of the Holy Spirit, want me to pray for you and, you know, see if you receive it. You know, you can message me on Facebook, Stan Shell, on Facebook, and I will set up a appointed time to call you and say a prayer for you. And if you live in the area, you know, we can meet up at a church somewhere. I can pray whatever you want to do. I can do that. But I have done them on the phone. It's a lot easier. And I can do it on Skype, however you want to do it. But I will pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Like I said, it's not me that's doing it. It's the Lord. It's what he wants you to receive. It's not what I want you to receive. It's all between you and him. If he wants you to receive that through me, I'm just a vehicle, you will receive it. If he don't, you won't. But most of the time, he will give that to you. And the reason he will give that to you is because you're open. If you're not open to Christ, don't bother, because it won't happen. If you're open to Christ, you'll receive a great gift that you will never forget. I'll tell you this. But be open, be ready, and receive. And you'll receive a great deal. And I promise you that. And you will understand the greatness in him, the faithfulness. It's like when I go through hard times at work or hard times anywhere, God comes through and comforts me. He gives me a great abundance of grace, a great abundance of love. When nobody cares about you, he will. He will give you that love and abundance of grace, and he'll let you feel that. It's up to you if you want to accept that. He'll let you feel it, but you've got to accept it, and then your heart opens. I say your heart center opens. You'll feel your heart is filling full of love and grace. And he loved you so much. Just listen to this. He loved you so much that he died for you. Where he could do this for you. We're celebrating Easter this weekend. The time that he was put on the cross. The time that he was crucified. And the time that he was risen again. He was risen for us where he could help us. Because death had no sting on him. Death had no sting on him. Death had no power on him. Death had nothing on him. Death had nothing on him. He sat back and made fun of death. He thought he made the spirit of death and Satan look stupid. He made them look like fools. He's like, you can't kill me. You tried everything. You made me look like a fool. You cussed me. You spit on me. You kicked me. You whipped me. You cut me. And you threw me on the cross and treated me like a dog. And I still came back in victory. I beat every one of y'all. Came back even stronger, 100 times stronger. What can you do now like that? He showed his victory to Satan. He went down to hell where Satan was and showed his victory and took up a lot of saints he pulled down because they didn't know what was going on. He took those souls and took them up to heaven with him. See, there's so much manipulation to us every day that we don't know good from bad. We're manipulated every day. Satan manipulates you every day through TV, through advertisements, through other people. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Tell you that one thing right now. If you're on God's side, you're working for the Lord, it's not going to be easy. If you're having a very easy time and nobody's downplaying you, nobody's saying anything to you, and nobody's come against you, most likely the enemy already has you, and he's not really worried about you. But if you're getting prosecution, you're getting talked about, you're getting embarrassed, you're getting told off, you're getting all this because of the Lord, you're doing something good. Because the enemy cannot stand anybody that's transforming people. It's taking them to the Lord. He cannot stand it. It makes him sick. It makes him puke. It makes him throw up. He can't stand you. And he will go through all the people in your life that he has connection to cuss you out, to make you look like a fool every day. He will try to make you look like a fool every day. He will do what he can to embarrass you until you stand up and say, "Satan, behind me." And when you stand up to somebody and say that, boy, it makes him really freak out. But when you stand up to him, he'll stop. But you got to stand up to him. If you're not getting no prosecution, your path is not that good and not very strong enough to really get the eye of the enemy. And that means you're in some trouble because, you know, if you're a real Christian and you're really walking the Lord, you are getting some eyes on you. And you're really, 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 really doing a good job for God. But if you know, the enemy is not really worried about you. He's going to let you do whatever. He don't care because he can get you in a blink. But the Lord has you, and he's doing some good in the community with you. You're going to get some downplay. Some people is going to talk about you. He's going to try all type of things, just like Jesus did. I mean, Jesus went through the same thing. When you're walking like Jesus, you're going to get downplayed like Jesus. That's part of the game. Now, I'm not saying you ain't going to have a good life. You will have a good life, but it won't be easy. And God will bless you. He will love you. He will comfort you in times. He will always be there with you. He will always be there with you, no matter what. So God will always be with you. So if you're walking in hard times, you're walking with the Lord, and you're walking in hard times, you get prosecuted and all this stuff, the Lord was with you, and you're doing a great job. And you just don't realize it. And you're building the kingdom up pretty quick. You are building the kingdom up pretty quick. If you're getting prosecuted because of the cross, you probably got a mansion as big as a Biltmore house upstairs. You probably got parks named after you and all that stuff, what I've heard about heaven and all that. You're really doing good, man. If it's a lady or a guy, you're doing good. You're building up for the kingdom. You're bringing more people in the kingdom, and you're doing your job. You're doing a great job if you're doing that. But if your life is very simple, everything's honky dory all the time, don't get me wrong, that is good. Your life can be good. But if you're not getting no prosecution at all, something's going on. The walk with the Lord is, you know, not there that much. Because the enemy is not threatened. The enemy has to be threatened for you to be doing a good job for the Lord. Because we're down here to be God's policeman. Everything's free will down here, so God can do a little bit, not a whole lot, because he gave free will. But we're here to be God's policeman, because when he died on that, when Christ died on that cross, he canceled sickness. We see sickness every day because the Christians are not doing their jobs. The faith is not built up for that sickness to die and never come back. We have made our churches psychological churches. We've got to read our books, and that's it. No, you got to build in spirit. You got to make a communication with God every day. You got to talk with him every day to go to communication with God for that stuff to die, for that stuff to leave. The Holy Spirit's got to be built up in you. Can't be dormant in you. It's got to be built up. You got to build up your trust in God. Your faith has everything to do with it. So you have to build up that faith. You got to build up that trust. You got to build up that spirit man in you. You got to be activated. You got to have the Holy Spirit working in you. You got to have all that to be a full walking body of Christ. And only God knows what your full gift is going to be. I can't tell you. It could be healing. It could be. We all have a gift of healing of some sort. We all do, every one of us. But some people sings, and the anointing comes upon people and heals people. Some people talks, and the anointing comes upon people and heals them. And, you know, some people lays hands on people, and the anointing comes over them, and they get healed. And some people just stands in the room, and the presence of the Lord is so strong on them that people get healed just with them standing in the room. So it really depends on the person. It depends on how much God wants to put his glory on you. He loves you already. It's just how many walls are you breaking down where the Lord can come to you? That's the main thing. But I want to thank you all for listening to my little talk right just now. I kind of go on and on about many different subjects, and the Lord kind of guides me to what subject to talk about. But I'm going to go ahead and play a song right now. It's called Forgiveness, and I'll be right back, and I'll pray for y'all, and we'll give some advertisements about some things going on in the community. I'll be right back.
On your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Your pride, it moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Prisoner free, there is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness.
Impossible.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Reverend Stan. Thank you for listening to the show today. I'm going to go ahead and give the announcements. May the 16th and 17th, Art Thomas is coming to the Maiden Recreation Center. The 16th is going to be it's going to be Friday night from 7 to about 9:30. Saturday morning from 9 until about 3:30, we're going to spend a little bit in the recreation center, and the rest we're going to be out in the park and out and around and really showing our love for Christ and really reflecting the people and bringing more people into the kingdom. And this whole event is going to be teaching people about the power of God and what they have in them that they don't know. The power of God is not working strong in you. We will work with you and get it working, because we all have that in us. We just need it activated. We need to get it working, because we're all dormant, and the power of God has actually went out of the power out of the church because people has chased it out. But anyway, we're going to be doing that May the 16th and 17th. And I really tell people to come and check out. No matter where you are, you can come to Maiden, North Carolina, and check out this event. There's hotels around an area. You know, might not be in Maiden, but Hickory and around, there's hotels everywhere. You can rent a room or something like that. And, you know, come on down here and come to the event. There's no charge. We're only going to have love offerings, and that's it. So, you know, come check this out. I really say this to everybody. Check this event out. You will love it. Art Thomas is a great speaker. He's a great teacher. He'll teach you a lot of stuff out of the Word. He will teach you about the power of God. He's took his healing ministry all over the world. He's had a lot of experience. He can teach you plenty of things. He'll probably teach me a lot of things too. So, you know, we'll all sit back and learn. So, you know, come and check out this experience. We're going to have, we got guests coming Saturday. And we're going to have Jacob Phillips. He's going to be giving his testimony on here Saturday at 10 a.m. He had all type of medical conditions. The Lord healed all of them. There's some that he's left to give him a testimony, but now Jacob is working in the power of God and healing other people. God is using him for a vehicle to heal other people and to testify and show the power of God to people and show what God has did to him by healing him, how God can do things for you. And I really recommend every one of y'all come and listen to this show Saturday. It's going to be at 10 a.m. And I think in Central Time or something like that, it's going to be 9 a.m. The way time zone changes there. But I do recommend everybody to check this out. And I've got a few more things. blogtalkradio.com/locate77 is the handle for my blog talk show. Go to www.facebook.com/Healing Light Show on Facebook. You can find my show there. And I really encourage y'all to check that out and like that page, where I can get more information to you when it comes about, because I do post on that, or look up Stan Schell. Schell is S-C-H-E-L-L. And you can get a lot more information there too. So, you know, just keep y'all informed and let y'all know what's going on. And the guest call in is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. If you want to call in for a prayer or a healing, just call in that number right during the show, where I can talk to you while we're in a break and see what you need, and I could put you on air and we can do a prayer for you. So anytime you need to call in for a prayer, just call that number. At this time, we'll say a prayer for everybody. Lord Heavenly Father, I want you to bless this audience. I want you to bring your Holy Spirit upon them now in Jesus' name. Father, I want you to correct anything that's in their life that needs to be corrected. If it's healing, if they need a healing, bring the healing upon them now in Jesus' name. If there's a family quarrel, I ask you for the Spirit of God to go within that family and correct that quarrel now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill that family full. Father, correct that thing that's in the family that's messing up that family. I ask you to destroy the quarrel and bring the family back in unity. I ask this in Jesus' name. If there's any hearing problems, I command all ears to be open now fully in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill them eardrums, repair them now in Jesus' name. Any knee pain, I command the spirit of pain to leave in Jesus' name. I curse you and bind you and curse you at the roots and the seed. Leave now in Jesus' name. Any elbow pain, I curse the seed. I curse the roots of pain. I command you to leave the elbow now. I command the cartilage, the bone to grow together in Jesus' name now. Amen. So it is. Any headaches, I curse the headaches. I command the spirit of depression. I command the spirit of pain. I command all y'all to leave now. Spirit of stress, I curse you. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Spirit of limitation, it's put limits on things. I curse it and command it to break loose. Spirit of limitations, go. There's no limits to God. Go. A lot of people is going through things in their lives, and they can only get to a certain point, and then they stop. That's because the spirit of limitations is on. There's no limits to God. You leave. In Jesus' name. I want to say amen to this prayer. Anybody want to accept the Lord? I'm going to say prayer of acceptance real quick. Lord Jesus, so repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come in my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Ask you forgive any sins that I've done and any sins that I've done and unknown sins that I don't know that I've done. Ask you to cleanse them too, take them away. I believe that you died on the cross for me, and I believe that you rose again for me on that third day. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come and live inside of my heart. Ask you to come inside of my heart now. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come within their heart. Activate them now. If you just said this prayer, Jesus has came to live in your heart. Ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I'm going to see you all Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Jacob Phillips is going to be on there with me, and he's going to tell us a great testimony. We're going to hear a lot to encourage us in our walk with Christ, and I'll see y'all Saturday morning. God bless every one of y'all.